Ever since the attacks of September 11th, the European Union has been considering how to take a tougher approach to militant groups within its borders and beyond them. Now the EU has approved a wide-ranging package of anti-terrorist measures. The package includes a common definition of terrorist crimes to be applied in all member countries, a blacklist of organizations accused of terrorist activities, and an EU-wide arrest warrant. The action is intended to close loopholes and prevent terrorists from finding safe havens in any of the EU member states. NPR's Silvia Poggioli joins us from Rome. Silvia, what can you tell us about these measures?
Well, I think the most important step is the common definition of terrorist crimes agreed to by all the 15 member states. Some EU nations had no legal definition of terrorism or specific anti-terrorism legislation, so many suspected militants could evade arrest unless there was strong evidence that they had committed a crime that was common to all countries. For example, a person wanted on terrorist charges in France could remain safely in Britain. In addition, they agreed to an expanded blacklist of organizations accused of terrorist activity. These include the Basque separatist organization ETA, dissident groups of the Irish Republican Army, as well as anti-Catholic groups from Northern Ireland, and the militant leftist Greek group known as November 17th. In addition, there's Palestinian Islamic Jihad and Izzeddin al-Qassam brigades, which the EU list refers to as the terrorist wing of Hamas. And then there's also a list of 29 terrorist suspects who are mostly Basques, Saudis, Lebanese, and Kuwaitis.
So what practical effect will these measures have?
Well, first, every member state is obliged to freeze any assets of the blacklisted group within its borders. Second, a person whose name appears on a membership list may be jailed under the new Europe-wide definition of terrorist activities and could face up to 8 years in prison for aiding and abetting terrorism. As for the new arrest warrant, the European arrest warrant, that won't go into effect until 2004 because it has to be approved first by the legislatures of all the 15 countries. Now, the recent investigations have shown that Europe has become a forward staging area for Islamic terrorism, a fact that had been largely underestimated by European governments. For example, we now know that some of the September 11th suicide hijackers had lived and began hatching their plot in Germany, and thanks to Europe's open borders, they could move freely from one European country to another. And European investigators say that terrorist cells in the various countries were specialized in specific narrow tasks. For example, documents were forged in Spain and in Belgium. A cell in Milan served as a logistics base. And Britain was a way station for those leaving for Afghanistan, and so on.
And how are Europeans reacting to these measures?
I think European public opinion has been shocked, and in reaction, it's showing unambivalent support for the war on terrorism, much stronger than it did for the Gulf War a decade ago. While there's been a lot of grumbling about America's unilateralist handling of the bombing campaign in Afghanistan, there's strong feeling here that the United States is not the only potential terrorist target. So it's clear that fighting terrorism is now a security priority for Europeans as well.
NPR's Silvia Poggioli in Rome. Thank you, Silvia.
Thank you, Lisa.